What?
I'll let you run the meeting.
You want me to run the meeting?
Yeah, if Dad's not gonna show up, I'll let you do Oh, he's in the bar.
I'm off the hook.
Yeah. I did it a couple of times last year and was
I've had to do it before.
Yeah.
I was just trying to gather my wits right there.
You're on the spot.
Hey.
Yeah.
Let's see. Do I know any jokes?
Yeah.
No.
Makes me feel better that the Blue Jays are killing the Dodgers. You run through another half.
I know.
Yeah, they're
It's
up 2-2 on the series.
2-2, isn't it?
Well, they won last night.
That's
Sweet.
true. Oh, I forgot about last night because I was here.
Howdy, howdy.
I was gonna make Brian run the meeting, but then you said you were
Who, me?
Well, I have trouble getting out of the shower.
Oh. I was in early because I had to take Ella to rehearsal. My oldest is in the musical.
So oh, okay. Rehearsals.
Rehearsing 3 nights a week. And she's
two nights a week.
And it was at 6.
So Ryan's online. Ryan Kyle's online.
Who is?
Ryan yeah. Kyle.
Ryan Kyle. So Rick's not here.
Rick's not.
Okay. Call the meeting to order. We have one variance to talk about. Variance number 25-002. With us tonight, I'm Larry Cochran, Mike Cochran, Brian Davies, and Ryan Kyle is online. And I'll read the applicant is Drew Howell on behalf of John Howell, John R. Howell Incorporated. Request a variance on the agricultural district view shed requirement. Location, a site address and driveway access onto Reed Road is yet to be determined in the southeast quarter of Section 18, Township 15 North, Range 45 East Willamette Meridian, Whitman County, Washington. Finding of facts. On October 3rd, 2025, Drew Howell requested a variance from the Agricultural District View Shed Requirement, see Exhibit 1. Number 2, the driveway access will be onto Reed Road and a site address is yet to be determined in the southeast quarter of Section 18, Township 15 North, Range 45 East, Willamette Meridian, Whitman County, Washington. See Exhibit 2, vicinity map, Exhibit 3, aerial map. Section 19.100060A1C, in the case of a parcel of land in existence prior to January 1st, 2007, if the parcel is within an adjacent view shed, then a variance to the view shed rule is required. See Exhibit 4, Section 19.10.060A1C. The applicant proposes to construct a new residence upon a 10-acre parcel that has been in existence prior to January 1st, 2007. Due to the size and location of the parcel, the applicant is unable to be outside of the view shed of 8 neighboring residences. A variance is required from the Board of Adjustment to construct a new residence within a view shed. So what is the requirement for the distance of a view from residence in a view shed? How many feet?
Can you reframe your question?
Is it 1500 feet?
Yeah, so In 2007, the Planning Commission created a view shed rule, which is when you can't have residences within 1,500 feet of other residences. But there are some caveats, including if you're building on a parcel of land that hasn't been altered since that code came into play. Because he cannot be outside of 1,500 feet of other residences, he has to be granted a variance in order to be issued a rural housing certificate and then be able to apply for a building permit for a new residence.
Okay. Number five, the parcel is located approximately 1.8 miles northwest of the city of Pullman and is surrounded by farmland and residences on all sides. There are eight residences within 1,500 feet of the 10-acre site. 2301 Banner Road, 2451 Banner Road, 2501 Banner Road, 2532 Banner Road, 2581 Banner Road, 2852 Banner Road, 301 Reed Road, and 341 Reed Road. Staff has determined this variance will not be detrimental to public welfare or adjacent property uses. It's probably a stupid question, but you could almost consider this a cluster.
The cluster residential district is a specific zone that surrounds the city of Pullman, where 20 acres were divided into four parcels of land, approximately 5 acres each, with the intention of residential use. That's not the same as what's occurring here. We have quite a number of residences in this area. I'd say it's sort of atypical, but one could look at it as a cluster, but it is not formally at all related to the cluster residential district.
Okay, it's just a different definition. Thank you. There are no critical areas such as jurisdictional wetlands or floodplains on site. See Exhibit 5, floodplain map, and Exhibit 6, the wetland map. On October 8, 2025, all landowners within 300 feet of the site were notified by certified mail of the variance application and Board of Adjustment hearing. On October 16, 2025, landowners within 1,500 feet of the site were notified as decided by the county planner due to the proximity of close by residences. On October 16, 2025, a legal advertisement was placed in the Gazette to notify the public of the Board of Adjustment hearing. The written comment period for the variance ends at 5 p.m. on October 30th, 2025. No comments from adjacent landowners or the public have been received. See Exhibit 7, affidavit mailing within 300 feet. Exhibit 8, affidavit of mailing within 1,500 feet. Exhibit 9, adjacent landowner notification, 10-08-25. Exhibit 10, adjacent landowner notification, October 16-25. And Exhibit 11, legal advertisement in the Gazette. Number 8. At the time of this hearing, no written comments were received by the Planning Division concerning this notification. Is that still true?
Yes.
The number 9. The granting of a variance from the Agriculture District view shed requirement will not constitute a grant of special privilege because the code allows for a variance to be granted per section 19.06.020. 1E. In the case of a landowner seeking a variance from the 1,500-foot view shed restriction of section 19.10.060, the parcel under consideration was in existence at the time of the passage of this ordinance and has not been subdivided since the passage of this ordinance. And number 3, no prior variance has been granted for an existing RHC, what's?
RHC stands for Rural Housing Certificate, which is the planning permit necessary to site a new residence.
Okay. For the particular view said, see Exhibit 12, Section 19.06.0201E. Number 10, the variance request is consistent with the Whitman County Comprehensive Plan. Is there anything else needs to be added to the findings of fact?
No. Are there any questions?
Do we need to go through these questions?
Yes, I believe you have to approve the findings.
Approve the findings first.
And then you can discuss the yes or no questions below.
I move to approve the findings.
I second.
Findings of fact have been moved and approved. All those in favor say aye.
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 This is Ryan. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Now we have four questions that we have to ask and need a yes vote on all the board members to approve. I'll read number A. That because of special circumstances applicable to the subject property, including size, shape, topography, location, or surroundings, the strict application of the zoning standards is found to deprive the subject property of rights and privileges enjoyed by other properties under identical zone classifications. Ryan?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
And yes. Number 2B, that the granting of the variance will not be detrimental to the public health, safety, and welfare, or be injurious to other properties and improvements in the vicinity of the subject property. Ryan?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
And yes. Number 3, that the variance is not required solely due to actions by the applicant which prevent direct compliance with use standards applicable to the subject property. Ryan?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
And yes. D, that the variance is not required simply for economic benefit constituting a grant of special privilege to the subject property. Ryan?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
And yes. Staff recommendation, unless the information becomes available at the hearing that contradicts the findings of fact or information received to date and the board agrees to that the application meets the above criteria, it would be consistent for the board to approve this variance request. Is there a motion to approve?
This is Ryan. I move to approve.
I'll second.
Moved by Ryan, seconded by Brian. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
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 This is Ryan. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Variance number 25-002 is approved. Anything else before the board?
Nope, not at this time. Are you ready to adjourn?
Yep. Perfect. Thanks, Ryan.
All right, thanks, guys.
Alan? Thank you all. Good job, Grace.
Good job, Grace. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know who's Julia. Yeah.
I don't know.
She left right up.
Didn't have a last name.
Okay.
No picture, no.
Okay. So that's about that.